So, Katie, we got a message from an all-morning listener, and he thinks that his girlfriend, I believe, of 2 years may be cheating based on some weird things going on with their shared location.
Oh no. Okay.
Yeah, I guess they started sharing locations about a year in, I think, according to the message that I got. And she works at a hospital, but she's been coming home later and later, and then during those times, the location doesn't seem to be working. So it's not available.
Okay.
All right, we do have Rob on the phone. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
So is that about right? Like, why do you think your girlfriend's cheating?
Yeah, we started sharing. Actually, we've been together for a couple years, and we started sharing locations.
Right.
We started sharing locations a few months ago.
Oh, okay.
And after about a year ago, I started noticing certain things. Certain times at night, she would turn her location off. And she said that she's been busy at work and she's been working late nights and very short staff. And so that's why maybe the location was off. But it seems just kind of very suspicious to me.
Rob, can I ask you, you said you've been together for a couple of years and then within the year you started sharing location. Was there a reason behind that? Or was it like, oh yeah, by the way, we're not sharing locations. Let's do that.
We just started sharing it just because, you know, we've kind of grown with each other. And, and then, you know, like this really only been happening for about 2 weeks.
I see. Okay.
The suspicious activity.
And so when you check it, like when she's running late, it just says not available.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it pops back on when she gets home.
It comes back on when she gets home.
Okay. Any other reasons you think that she may be cheating?
She tells me her phone dies at times. And she has always had to make an excuse. So she's just a little bit distant from me the last couple of weeks.
Okay. All right. And are you sure you still want to go forward with the War of the Roses call? We usually give people an out at this point.
Honestly, I love her. And
yeah. Okay.
I just don't understand, like, why we're kind of running into this roadblock right now.
And it could be the hospital. It could be she's in a certain section of a hospital and it gets dense and doesn't show location or whatever. But hopefully.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm trying to be consoling, but it's just so many like light excuses at times when I bring it up.
I got you.
And,
okay.
It's just a feeling sometimes. It feels a little bit standoffish.
And you did mention it once to her about the location, and she just...
Yeah, she said so. It could be an area of a hospital.
Okay, so same thing. Okay. All right, well, we'll call. Her name's Kim, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
All right. We'll call the number you gave us, and we'll go from there, okay? Just hold on 1 second.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, is this Kim?
Yeah, this is.
Hey, Kim. This is Zach. Well, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Well, I have some good news. In this time of year, we are doing our Pay It Forward program where we just select names at random. And congratulations, you've won a free romantic weekend for two anywhere in the United States, courtesy of congratulations.
I don't know. I mean,
do you have any questions?
How would I have won this? Yeah.
Yeah, we have, I'm just part of the team that calls people. My understanding is that they just have different ways of gathering information. I don't know if they pay for it.
Yeah, I didn't enter anything, so.
Correct.
I don't
know. Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
I mean, what is it going to cost me? I feel like there's always a hang up with these things, you know?
That is a good question. That's the number one question we get, and I'm glad you asked it. Zero cost to you. We don't ask for a credit card. We don't ask for any personal information except for name, first, last name of the person you'd like to take with you on this romantic getaway. And that's it. You don't have to do anything else. There's no we need a credit card for a deposit. None of that.
Okay. And when do I need to take the trip?
You have you have 12 months from today. So you have 1 year.
And there's no cost.
There's zero cost. They're not going to ask you for a penny. Now, when you go on the trip, you know, we don't cover the food, but airline and hotel is covered.
Okay. I mean,
and you've heard of us, right? We've been in the area for 20 years plus.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, you can, if you want, you can Google us, you can, but it's
okay.
But yeah, we've been in the area. It's something we just do every year. We give away a free romantic getaway just as our, the owner of our company really believes in it. So just his way of giving back. But, do you have a name,
yeah,
first and last name of somebody you like to take with you on this romantic getaway? And then we can figure out the details later. If you want to take it 6 months from now, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it might be a while, but yeah, I think I'm in. I would put down Nick.
Nick. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Doctor. What?
Rob?
Doctor.
What is this?
Nick, are you serious?
What?
That's who you want to take on this trip is Dr. What are you doing?
I knew something was, oh my God. What is going on?
Dr. that you work with?
You know, we just need to have a work getaway. We have some stuff to
are
do.
You not? A work getaway? Does
yeah.
this sound like a work getaway to you? This is a romantic trip. You want to take Dr.
Nothing's going on. Like, nothing's happening.
So nothing's happening with him?
Nothing's happening Hello? With him.
Nothing's happening with him?
No.
So I can go ahead and call the hospital and ask him then, huh? Is that what I could
do? No. Don't do that. Okay. Fine. Yes.
Okay, what?
Don't call the hospital. I could lose my job. Please, don't.
Why?
Okay.
Why could you lose your job? What are you talking about?
Fine. Yes, I've been cheating.
What? Are you
I'm
serious
sorry.
Right now?
I'm sorry. It just kind of happened.
Why? How did it just kind of happen? Like we have a life.
I'm sorry. It just kind of happened. I don't know.
You don't know? It just kind of happened. Like I love you. I've been faithful to you. Hello.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. It just kind of happened. Like I said, please don't call the hospital.
Well, oh, it's about you. So you're okay. Don't call the hospital. So you're okay. I get it. I understand. As long as you're okay, everything's okay. I get it. I understand. Okay. Yeah. Okay. How about, wow. Wow. Do you have anything to say? You're quiet.
No.
Okay, so I guess, yeah, I guess will you find some words? How about I'm going to go home now and get some of your stuff out of my house, and you figure it out, okay? How about that?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I heard you.